Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Let's be upstanding for the reading of God's Word. Our foundation scripture for life is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Asema mikenga yifri Yohane nsempa. Ite dumi yeno imu yetu no. Eni yadu yenuba akonsempa no. Sadi Yohane ikula dibre yeno itra. Eye dumi yeno. Ni imu yetu no. Eni yadu yenuba ako. Ativindro ya wasengwa yifri wubu wumu. Mumi enti ya uradi asema.
Na hila fubo wana oba asore besore afashina sinimo. Eno oba Filipo ufribe isaida wa Galilea nonchene. Obekache onese ura yepesi huni Yesu. Eno oba Filipo ufribe isaida wa Galilea nonchene. Obekache onese ura yepesi huni Yesu.
Further, Luke chapter 21 verses 34 to 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verses. The Bible said, "And take heed, lest..." Take heed unto yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that they come upon you unawares. The Bible said, "For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass." The Bible said, "And to stand before the Son of Man." So ye free you look at some pap itra edunbako yimu a yedia sanai a copem edia sensia and some pano said you look and so a tra de bre ye no itra edunbako yimu a ye edia sanai a copem edia sensia tivintro yeno was a cocobo in tea ebradias.
Namonsha muye Napochani Sabronin Koyamunia Maho Dajene how Anshama Kumaso. Nadanon Beptum perfume se fidye. Nabeba or not yes I seen any naso. It's one way namon shreda, no manya wanted the agenia for nyome rebeny nemu, no makuj no ni pabanim. It's one way namon shreda, no manya wanted the agenia for nyome rebeny nemu, no makujina unipabano.
On Sunday morning I read to you two synoptical scriptures. Corresponding scriptures. The first one was Galatians chapter 4, verse number 19. I will want to do a quick revision of those scriptures before we go to exactly the concept of the presupposition of tonight. Galatians, the 4th chapter, the 19th verse. The Bible said, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ is formed in you." I travail again until Jesus Christ is formed in you. Galati fongma ita ayena imu ayedun krono enkwa mi diabra diaso.
Memankuma amerokoma wobio kosi se wobeye Christo suye womumunu.
Can it be only?
Memankuma amerekomo a wobio kosi se wobeye Christo suye womumu.
Christo suye no die. Debia! Mon kron kron yesa ekumano. Kosi se! Christosu, ebe wiye mu die ne paye ewo mumu. Se brebia, yebe hunu wo, yebe to nka brebia be fite wo be pie, emro no so entro no so entro aso. Anybody that encounters you will have to see the Christ. Nisu se ewiye mu die ewo. Christo nisu ye. That is what we will want to be talking about. Hallelujah. The last scripture is Revelation chapter number 3. Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 10 to 15. Book of Revelation, the 3rd chapter, the 10th to the 15th verse. The Bible said, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, and try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. The Bible went on further to say, and I will write upon him a new name. In verse number 13, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse number 14, we'll be going into something else, talking about the church of the Laodiceans, but I will want to read verse 15 only. It says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I willed thou wert cold or hot, or I wish that you were cold or hot. Will you can get me interpreted?
Verse 10. Men so makrawo social bread be wiase nyina so so obe so wona wote asase so ahwenu mu mereba ntem so de owo mu na obi anye wabotire de odi nkunim ne meye no fadu me nyankopon asori dan mu na ori mfre de bio na metro ne din metro me nyankopon din woni so na me nyankopon kuro aye Jerusalem foforo e free sro ba form free me nyankopon chen ne din na ni me din foforo no de owa asone nsie de home ne kacho asafo no verse 15 minimu nyuma sa wonye nyunu ana wonye hye. So we are new and ashia and kaye. Na afedia, and I'm so we are but trouble do. Now you know an ashi and tea. Mefu me frimenum.
They sound kind, don't know me.
Minimunuma, so we are new, now on your share. So we are new and ashia and kaye. Now fedia, and I'm so we are but trouble do. Now on your share and then you know tea. Mefu me frimenum.
It's a very interesting scripture to the modern day believer. Now, will it, before we can go to the submission of everything that I will want to outline tonight, I will go back to John chapter 12, verse 20 and 21. I will go back to it. He said, there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. Our coming is not to the feast. We did not come to the feast. We are not here for the ceremonies and the religious routines. We are here to see Jesus. And on Sunday, I was talking to you about when you see the Christ, if Jesus Christ came here physically tonight, we are going to see 10 calibrations of the Christ. 10 compositors of the Christ. So I will want to break down the calibrations of Jesus Christ. I cannot talk to you about everything. Even number one, we can't finish today. And so I am going to take from now until December 2019 to talk about all this on Tuesdays. Say amen. Is it a good idea? All Tuesdays I'm talking about Christ. Jesus Christ, nothing less, nothing more. Say amen. Amen. Jesus and him crucified. And yes, hand was my folk poor guy. Really? Say, you know, and yen to a two a hunun ye. A kekriso is on in sempano. You know, San Wakanaho. Praise the name of the Lord. I will want us to even read that. You know, he said, but we preach Christ and him crucified. Say amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 23. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 23. The Bible said, but we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews, it is a stumbling block. Unto the Greeks, it's foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that many, not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty men, not many noble are called. But God have chosen the foolish things of this world to confine the wise, and chosen the weak things of this world to confine the things which are mighty. The base things of this world, the things that are despised, like Ophidro. God chooses such people, and then will want to take glory and pleasure out of those people. So he said, those or that which is despised have God chosen, yea, but things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Interesting. Very interesting. So he looks at an empty container on the boiler, and then he's I need that one. Let's wash that one. We can work on that one and put that one on the table of a king, and the king will admire and will. It's just like an alumi on the boiler. They take the aluminium and take it to the factory and melt it and remold it into something else. It comes out as a cutlery set and find its way to the table of the Flagstaff House. But the raw material was taken from the boiler. Oh, just like the toilet paper we all use. Most of them are from recycled paper. Do you know where that paper came from? Recycled paper? Will be on my will be paper, you know, when you treat the baby and to treat it, you know, and no any find a recycle, and yeah, you buy it with joy. Oh, yeah, God has refurbished, has worked on us a total makeover and an absolute overhaul. That is what he has done. But when I'm a funny ma, a poor dance if we are nobody are yet done if you are city boy. Me has said everybody, we are. It's me, I'm in one baby, Frisa, Nanka, Kanipa, Womutimo, Nanka, Womukla, Womutia, and Kawanka, Nansu Christo. Hey, we are too much, Christo. We are too much. We are too much. So, I want to see this Jesus. This Jesus is so amazing. When I think of his goodness, it really amazes me. I see him through Genesis to Revelation, and I see him as, you know, all the things that God has made him to be unto us. And so in Genesis, he was the creative in things of God. It goes further right unto the Revelation. He becomes the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Great I Am, the Door, the Good Shepherd. He becomes the bread of life, the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. This Jesus is amazing. Oh, you can clap your hands. You know, the amazing thing when I think about the Christ is that, you know, this is why I want to really search him. If, you know, and I want to get married, and I'm looking for a woman to be married to, I don't want to just make a hasty choice. I will have to, after prayer and fasting and everything, I will have to be carefully choose a wife. Carefully. But before I choose a wife, I will want to be talking about how to choose a wife and how to accept a proposal and how to know the proposal that came from the Holy Spirit and from the throne of God. You know, I see a lot of great prophets, great gospel musicians, great presidents, but marriage has messed them up. Marriage has really messed them up. Therefore, I will want to use the opportunity to speak to people to get the revelation right. You can be very anointed, but if you miss the choice, if you miss the choice, you are on your way down. If you miss the choice, I'm telling you. Yeah. We didn't say I will have the peace of mind to be doing what I'm doing effectively. If the thing is not doing it, the thing is doing it effectively. If my wife was giving me problems. Intimate effective. Intimate. Ha! Oba beti mamu want to read them. One woman, only one. It was only a woman that made Elijah to run from town. One woman made a very empty threat. Empty threat. The threat came like, I quote, tomorrow about this time, if I do not make you like the prophets which you killed, tomorrow about this time, find a chuck among them. Such a useless threat can put the prophet to flight. By the threat of one woman. We name the power of a woman. Especially, ubi ya kenifu, uboha boha hii, because baby, I want to also know. Oba ba ako denensa tiyazi. Ebe mwa ba behave for. Only one woman. You don't need to. Be careful. Don't miss the choice. Because it's very easy to miss the choice, especially when the kinds of women coming in Ghana now are very pretty. Everyone now offer. Be careful. Sometimes we will be, you know, the government. Charlie, that chick be hot, but we mommy penny more. I want 21. Mommy, where this is the 2 already. But we just saw 31. And I want fun everywhere, Nisusa. And I'm telling you, be careful. You don't miss the choice. Because when you miss the choice, a very beautiful gift, beautiful ministry, very awesome office that God has raised, a very great and anointed voice that God has raised to glorify his name, will be on its way down. I'm telling you, watch the choice. I don't want to go, you know, I don't want to use any of our leaders for example. Because making a choice with women can be very, very, you know, crazy. If the Spirit of God is not leading. There are pain in so many people's hearts because of the choices your father and mother made. And that is why we keep talking to you that forgive them. That was then, this is now. Let it go. Now you start your life fresh. Because if a man be in Christ, he becomes a new creation. Everything that is old is passed away, including the mistakes of your father. I think it was on Sunday or Saturday, it was the F5 service where I was talking about, you know, a lady in El Salvador. El Salvador, abortion is a crime punishable by death or life imprisonment. This girl was raped by armed robbers that came to her house. Then the hospital realized that the baby had died. And the baby came out. So they reported and processed her. A raped woman is now processed for life imprisonment. And she was defending her case that I didn't commit abortion. The baby died by miscarriage. And they couldn't believe her. So they brought in doctors, physicians, you know, ops and gynae specialists to come and work on this lady. And then today, this afternoon, she was freed to go away. The injustice that goes on in the world is unbelievable. As I'm speaking to you right now in Myanmar, a country by the name Myanmar, close to Vietnam or in Vietnam. You know, if I tell you the wickedness and inhumane things that are being purported against humanity, you will not believe. They can take your baby from you and throw the baby into fire. Yeah, open flame. They throw the baby into fire. And soldiers, as many as 30 soldiers will rape one woman until the woman dies. They rape one woman until the woman dies. This is what the Bible calls the hour of temptation. The Bible said it's a period, it's a dispensation that is coming upon the whole earth, and it shall try. Put it on the screen. Revelation 3:10. It will try us that dwell upon the earth. The system will try us. I'm telling all the people whose monies are locked up in all these financial institutions, I will want to tell you something, and also tell the bankers whose businesses have collapsed. It is the hour of temptation. If you are not prudent enough to read in between the lines of what is going on, to understand the times in which we are living, I'm telling you, you are in big trouble. The hour of temptation. He said, because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you. That means that the hour of temptation will come, but God will exempt some people. There will be exemptions. Or you can clap those hands, because I'm building on something profound tonight. There will be exemptions. Oh, there have always been exemptions. That exemption is what we refer to as favor. That is even further. We can take it even further and make a stronger case by even calling it grace. It's an exemption. Exemption. A kumsi Samaria. Na Ewurade ade Elisa akosie Elia akosie na wo man aduane di enene ade aduane ba every morning and evening, you know, e come see to the point that enipa twa ono ane beti na atwitwa de aguda asem di je enene enchina pro ne ano ane ahwe to that point na wo nyame hwene de. Oh yeah, because 2 Timothy chapter number 2, the Bible said the Lord knows them that are his. The Lord, he always knows them that are his. There are some people who belong to God. You cannot do anything about it. They belong to God. Oh yeah. Mini nyamin grofo womo I was sada womo womo ebradia tun animu achire womo womo nyame adum womo womo nyame aye womo yie womo nyame ate womo ho womo nyame di womo si ho e di amane ho. Oh yes sir, me na jo ame Ebrebi mini me mama drive in London, and we were driving around Finsbury Park coming back to our house, and then we saw Jews, and the Jews live around Finsbury Park, around Hackney, and coming towards Seven Sisters and Tottenham. Whilst we were driving there, and then my mother saw, because they are all in a particular dress, they are all in black shirt, black tie, black suit, and black long winter coat with a hat, black, all of them dressed like that, black and white. So my mother said, "Are they uniform for Benny?" And then I said, "These are Jews." I said, "Oh, Nyamin Crawford, oh, people of God." And I'm saying, "Empower me, Nyamin Crawford, son. I was with Nyamin Crawford." Yeah. Put a scripture, let's look at it carefully. It said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord, he knows them that are his. Don't get confused. God knows them. The fact that you are going through problems, that doesn't mean God doesn't know you. And may I remind you that most of the problems are preparing you for your next level. So you better shut up and go through it. Yeah. God is preparing your muscles for the next level. He wants to entrust you with, you know, many people that are going through turbulence right now in business, in whatever, whatever. I want to tell them with, you know, a prophetic authority that God is preparing you. You can lose everything. It doesn't mean God has deserted you. Everybody can desert you. It doesn't mean the Lord has deserted you. The Lord will intentionally be working on you until he brings you to the place where he now can say, now you are ready for the next level. Yeah. Or you can clap those hands. Sometimes God can sit at the finish line and leave you at the starting point and be clapping. Come on, girl. 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 Come on. You can make it. Come on. Now what are you doing? Now there is a scripture like that. He has intentionally caused men to trample on your head. Intentionally. But he's sitting at the finish line. That's my girl. That's my boy. You can make it. I am proud of you. Go ahead. That God will intentionally make it like that. Tianye. Oh yeah, intentionally. This Jesus, I tell you, he's too much. I want to know. So if I am in a, I'm about to make the choice, I will want to know the person first. Before, that is why we go on a date. Hi, can I invite you out tomorrow? And then you can invite her for lunch, invite her for, you know, whatever, you know. Sometimes it's not, it's just you invited her to bye-bye Dayachi. That's like that. You know, that's it. Yeah. Many people can pretend, but God gives discernment to the heart. So if God gives discernment to the heart, whilst I come close to you, the chemistry can tell me by the discernment who you are. If you are an honest person, I will know. If you are a truthful person, I will know. If you are diligent, I will know. The only mistake is that these Christians and these modern day people are overwhelmed with what they call love. Therefore, they refuse to check the signals. Sometimes the signals are very clear, but they can't see it. Until they fall into the danger, then they realize, you just married a womanizer. Oh God, help me. Hey, Missy, men may be a while. Woman to say, and cram mine. And Yaminam Kai. Matthew 7:6, will he? Quick. Matthew, I didn't know what Bible room. I won't say, you can't Bible. I won't mean dispute you. You know, a member be brilliant, cram mine. Give not that which is holy to the dogs. Dogs. Yamanim cramao. Cram mine to meet the netechrema. Tafru huna. Natriamane tafru huna. It was, it feels good. Really? You will be feeling something else very soon. You will start feeling something else very soon. Cram a bit in text that my found one. We be free. Say, we are bad painful. And so complain like. Cram a bit me in the text of my found. No, this is not my message. I don't know why I'm going here. Cram a bit me in the text that my found one. We be free. Say, we are back now for. Yeah, unkempra. Cram a. Anyone a man who would cram my bath for fra no a jail away. It will go, yes, oh, whoa. I say, oh, whoa, jail. Never be in a meba. Where you hit and run, meba is here. Cram here, cram meba. It was in fact at the clone, and man cram mine. Don't give it to them. There are so many people that are holy, like your heart, like your life, like your time. You are thinking of bra, breasts, hips, and no. These are just the byproducts. Your life is attached to it. Your life, your feelings, your emotions, they are attached to your breast. The moment you open up the engine, and the dog doesn't know how to handle a heart. Hear me? You are already in problems. This is not my message. Let me go to my message. Therefore, we want to see this Jesus and have an intimate relationship with him. He knows me. I know. That is even in John chapter 10. Let's read that before I come to my pivotal. John chapter 10, 16. Let's read it.
Now, when you have a friend, I won't feel by you. Once on a chassa me de one meba.
Tear ye.
Na wobe tie me ne.
Ti. Wobe tie me ne.
Na ayeku baako ne ohyefo baako.
Thank you. Afi kind verse 27 na me here.
Verse 27. Minya tie me ne.
Minya wotie me ne.
Na meso minim won.
But you tie ye pa. Menso minim won. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Jesus is talking. My sheep hear my voice. They know me. Relationship. They follow me. That is going beyond relationship to covenant. It goes beyond relationship to God. And that is why if somebody miss you and say, you are pretty, I want to be in a relationship with you. After 6 months, it's not enough if he can't commit. After 6 months, that thing must turn into covenant. You cannot be hanging around with somebody in a relationship for 2 years. Don't waste your life, don't waste your time. If I go to a car shop and I say I want to test drive this car for 2 years, when we car here testing it for 2 years, be serious. Be serious. Anybody bring you serious? You are calling somebody, this is my girlfriend, or this is my fiance, or this is my beloved, or whatever, you know, for all that. And I am your fiance, girlfriend, beloved for 4 years now. What are you waiting for? Me no mail. What are you? What is keeping you? And this is what, these are the mistakes that Christian guys will do until somebody snatches it from them. And I want to tell the ladies, we are not being serious, because the more you are hanging on, nobody can come. What did you make out today? It went to me. Oh, I can't hear you. We are not into me up here before. No one to me a joy. Because not everybody have the courage to overtake. We don't mind, we can, you know. Hi girl. There be me may hi girl. Hi babes, let's go to the altar. Straight. Yeah, what? You are going to be married possibly without a kitchen cabinet. You are going to be married without even a bed. Many people married without beds. Already made for me to be catch as a sister, honey, man, I call mommy fee. But if a fear me no na ye build the fear noa, won't make us a menko, because it is ours, it belongs to us. Am I talking to somebody at all? Therefore, I will be able to know you like that as we grow forward. Yeah. You know when a name naya come, like today, if I am not married and I want a wife, I will get a wife like this. But then, when I look at our engagement pictures, I will not marry me. I don't know what she saw in me. Apart from the unction or anointing of the Holy Spirit, you know. Meanwhile, I look like a refugee, and all that kind of. But your beginning may be small, but your latter, oh God, help me. Somebody shout, hey! Praise the name of the Lord. Now, he said, my sheep, hear my voice. I'm just giving you a teaser of love talk. It's just a teaser of love talk. My sheep hear my voice. And the Bible said, and I know them. That's relationship. And they follow me. And means, in addition to knowing them, they follow me. That means that we take the relationship higher to a covenant dimension. I take you to be my lawful wedded wife. I pledge to have you and to hold for better, for worse, for richer and poorer, in health and in sickness, until death do us part. That's covenant. With this ring, I be word, as a token of my love and affection. I will prefer you above all women. That's covenant. We've gone beyond a relationship to covenant. Now the relationship is bound with the covenant. That is why the wedding ring doesn't have any cut in it. It is a band. Band means 360 degrees all round. We are going all round. From youthful stage to intermediary stage to, you know, old stage to getting very old stage and all that. My mother is still married to my father. I am the last one to 11 children. My father is 98. My mother, almost 80 something or almost late 70s. I can't be too sure. You know, these two people are still living together. For better, for worse. Still living together. Now that is covenant relationship. They are going, I want to, you know, get something else. You don't need marriage, because marriage there. That is why you need to be married to your friend, so that the day is gone, no, it will be left with friendship. Make sure you start a relationship with friendship. It can't seem to you. Praise the name of the Lord. So I was saying on Sunday that if you meet Jesus, if he's standing here right now, you are going to see his personality, his person. And when I say his personality, we will be talking about his character. His characteristic nature. Nisu nebai. You will see Jesus. One of the things that if you see Jesus, you will meet in his person is his love. His love. If you meet anybody you want to be in a relationship with and you can't see their love, run for your life. Their love. You don't have to see the person only when they say, you know, baby, come and suck breast. Because a man be one, a woman ni muaya top on the breast. So this guy here, and then the year almost will you? Praise the name of the Lord. You will see his love. So number one, the personality of Jesus is made up of his love. John chapter 4, verses 7 downwards. John 4:7. The Bible said, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And you know, 1 John 4:7. Will you read it?
Adofo mo mayan do ye ho na odofo onyankopon. Na obi ro do no onyankopon na wawo no na onim onyankopon. De onno no unhun onyankopon. Na onyankopon ne odo. You want to go for the union where the
way of the dear.
I order
when you're me a dear.
Odo.
God is love. I like it. For everybody, everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth not and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. God, he is love. God. I'm not talking about this erotic madness. No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the unconditional love of God, the agapios. That is what I'm talking about. The Bible continues to say, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through the son. Herein is love, not that we love God, but he that loved us and sent his son to be propitiation of sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man has ever seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Jesus or in God, and he in us, because he had given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in that person, and he dwelleth in God. And we have known and believe the love that God hath toward us. God is love. The second time he is making it clear, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. You know, I like this. And God in him. Go to the next verse. It's even more interesting. Verse number 17. He said, hearing is the love of God made perfect, that we may have boldness. For the judgment grab it, but that love on. Wow. Hearing is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in that day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Next verse. And then, you know, I want to go to the verse that says, no man has seen God before.
Watch your verse 12.
Will you kind?
Obi hunu nyankopon
da.
Se yedodo yeho a, no nyankopon tie mu. Na ne do no awie pe wo ye mu.
Okay. Let's, okay, English is here. No man have seen God at any time. If we love one another, there is something else. You know, let me try and get it whilst we go to the next one. Willie, because of time, I wouldn't go through all that, but I will want to tell this church, you cannot say you are a Christian without love. You can never do that. Dear, I cannot maltreat my Rita and come and, I maltreat the day Rita and come and stand here that I'm leading praise and worship. Or I want to sing in the ministry of songs. That is why most of your gospel musicians are ineffective. I'm telling you. To the point that these people are go, edutuo na omoto. Yeah. Omoto eduro. Wuhuwa niyambria wuya wu launching wubi ya kwa jie drabe piti piti yo. Love! Wouldn't be dear. Wouldn't be enkase. Wouldn't be enkase. You know, me wareo. Nama anwareo. Nama ko promise you before fro. Nama anwareo. Nama promise you before fro. Nama anwareo. Me wa sorry ba akum. Nama promise ni pa baye 10. Me ye we nwe juma nama drop. Me ye we nwe juma nama da me hete. Nama run it. Me hete. Nama run it. Pianye! When I look at the level of hatred in church, it's unbelievable. Hey, men kai won go echidi. I sorry na ofiri mo ba ha no. Me ka asema chiro. Ipi na ye mpeku obi ya ha no. Me mpense nwuno. Eku obi ya ni ha. Women fellowship ye mpe. Men fellowship ye mpe. Adie bi te say welfare ye mpate. Wo ye bibi asafo no be ye waye. We will come from our treasure and bless you. That's not a problem. We don't need you to contribute before we do something. We can never tell you because we are on my welfare and young man. No. I was in a church and then three people came to dedicate their babies. And he made two envelopes. Openly, and I saw from the cancer, Mami, we own your welfare and no young man. In my eyes, I saw it myself. Yam pese obi ba be to obi ntidia ye na ye timpo ene ye ni sode wo kase ntia ye te anese dachi heaven no ye benya ho akọ asa e pe heaven ni bi akọ se asa asiso asem na aba na wie ye na ne ebe yi na ye ye wie heaven ho heaven wo ye ni onyam kro ene je men sume pewako tietietia dibi ma umetu obi intibia. But if we hate each other achimfokuonie kwafokuonie ayi enkranfokuonie, don't bring it to the house of God. No, don't bring it to the house of God. Yempesade no ha, we don't want to hear it at all. Yinna ye nyame ma asa I can marry from anywhere.
You can see that.
I can marry from anywhere. That is not even a subject of discussion. We don't even talk about it. It's not a subject of discussion. You start here, sorry, we now, you know, it's handsome no pa. I know not near the one. We sorry, I was me a bombing me. We sorry, I was in me frequency. We sorry, I was in me frequency. We sorry, you feel me free. Tafo. Pioneer! I found baby, I will free. We don't care where you come from. You are a child of God. Kura ye buno eni asazizo. Omeya ye wo buo mano no eni asazizo. A boy who is coming, you will know that unya kweni, unya achimni. We are what? Any man friendly. You will know very soon. Iti ni ebeko ba ya ni se. Had the echo, we must be away for no. Yamia for a coin bishop and we'll go no. Yeah, good. Obian fan in Sim Hununko baby. When everybody left, we started all over again. In fact, it will book well, ni many brebe brevoshano. I don't want to hear it. In fact, baby, I'm free. In Nayako heaven. Brother, we bit my wali kontongoli ni sisaleni dagumbe ni teni whoever, we don't care. That is not even a subject of discussion. Tini, we are one in Christ. One in Christ. One in Christ. Tini, one in Christ. One in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, when you see Jesus' love, Yesu unu ni ni pesua wa ye do ni do ne what's a day do with you? Yeah. Obi din birthday, I'll be happy for them. Be happy. Some are needing birthday why if fita, then see a shivita. Bible says only one we need geno. Anyone we need yet. That's how we should be. Sister, we are to car. Oh, congratulations. I'm so happy. And then, you know, one of our daughters called and said, Papa, you can't believe me. Breakthrough. I said, what is the breakthrough? He said, Menza, come visa. Obi to tikita cheme. I said, praise God. Praise. You must be happy. Stop being jealous. Stop being envious. Obi wa on fanchila, but it's here in their heart. Because baby, I'm free by any and yes, Father, my area, Abeka, there be Michiru. Case closed. Sometimes I see people, you know, they watch our TV program, they watch our, they listen to our radio program online and all that. They said, this guy shouts too much, I don't like him. And if you don't like him, why are you watching? Why are you watching? Why are you still watching? And they can watch till the end and come and watch again and watch again and comment negatively. You watching, you have to watch. Praise the name of the Lord. As I bring my message to a close and we leave, I will want to tell everybody, stop being jealous. Stop being envious. We can Galatians chapter 5, verse number 19. See, that is why, Steve, I will want to let, when people gather like this, don't be thinking that we have it all together holy before God. I'm telling you, we bring our heart no, and some more. When we were some, when we in casa, one in a cerebanacum, bitterness is here. That is one of the reasons why God cannot bless you. Your prayers are hindered, are blocked. I'm telling you. So that is why you don't have to consider somebody and marry the person. Because if you consider and marry, you are going to live with this odd feeling for the rest of your life. I bring my message to a close by telling everybody in this place, jealous and envy. Be happy for people when they are succeeding. Be your wedding and be happy for them. Stop all this pitiri. I want to take all because I hear what ya. Pioneer. Because I'm in my marriage, I hear wedding. 2 months will be intimate. I'm saying, sister, do one now be ship. Praise the Lord. Especially when you are caught up in a situation, me na nka me ware no na wa TTT. Ebi enya me na eyi wa free bibi mu. Ebi enya me na eyi wa free bibi mu. Pa. Jai mano. You don't know what's coming towards you. I'm telling you. Let us grow from bitterness. Akayo menene nkasa. Enemire. Uri obi nkasa. And sister, enene nkasa, you know, enene nkasa, you say enene omo nkasa. Really? This is how they spread the canker. Oh yeah. God is love. Will you come to us? Will you hear a verse?
20.
Okay. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance. Turn this into some different version. In worship of idols, witchcraft, people become enemies and they fight. They become jealous. Sometimes, if you sit in the house of God, put the scripture back. Let's close with that. And you fight. You fight with this person, fight with that person. You are not talking to that person, including your husband and your wife. And you are jealous and angry. We are worshiping, but you are angry. Let me say this to all married people. Your wife and your husband, they deserve the love of Christ in your home. Stop fighting. Period. So you know how you are born. Clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.